I'm curious to know what Norm thinks about the ECOG Stage 2 trial that uses 18q deletion and MSI as an integral part of the algorithm of the study.
Are those markers really validated to justify that trial? And will we get any more information from that trial than we would from CO8, which utilized stage 2 patients, where we can do the various explorations for gene profiles associated with outcome relative to both oxaliplatin and bevacizumab? I think 25% of CO8 was node negative in a 2,700 patient trial, so we already have those stage 2s that have been entered.
When you think you'll look at toxicity data?
Yeah, well, we're already looking at toxicity data. We don't disclose toxicity data unless there are unforeseen or untoward toxicities from CO8.
I mean, you already have bowel perforation data.
Yeah, when the AVANT trial went into hiatus, we really examined our own data and did not see anything that was unanticipated.